kids. It's me, your old pal Stu, here once again on a Wednesday evening. Just after 6 o'clock, mere seconds after 6 o'clock. CKW is the station, 95.9 FM, the frequency, black and white, and sepia tone, the kinds of music we will be playing tonight. Yes, both kinds of music here on the Twang Trust. Let's see, you know, we played a bunch of live music last week. We played the last half hour of music that was heard at CBGB's. That was quite exciting. We're going to have some more live music tonight. Equally exciting. Well, maybe not equally, but almost. And some studio music as well that's, oh, it's very exciting. And other things, and we'll talk about stuff, and it's going to be fun. And oi, look out, here it comes.
You painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadows on the wall tell me the sun's going down. Oh, don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asia war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chores. And yes, it's true, I'm not the man that I used to be. Oh, but Ruby, I still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed, and the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. God's sake, turn around.
Ah. All the Kenny Rogers memories, they're starting already, getting the phones ringing off the hook with people all excited about tonight's big Kenny Rogers show. Yes, indeed, just talking to the host of Loose, that can be heard here Fridays at 11 a.m. Gerhard going on about how he rocked out to Kenny in the first edition back in the early 70s. It's true. That was Roger Miller there. That wasn't actually Kenny Rogers. That was Roger Miller doing a version of a song Kenny Rogers made famous. Ruby. Yeah. Gorgeous. Gorgeous little song. Don't take your love to town. You can't really blame Kenny for it, though, because Mel Tillis wrote it. So, yeah, so don't give Kenny any undue credit. But Kenny Rogers, yeah, Kenny. Have you seen Kenny Rogers lately? He's scary. I don't know what he's doing to himself. I mean, let's face it, he used to be a good-looking guy, you know? I don't know. He looks like a, I don't know what he looks like. He looks like a balloon or something. I don't know. He's a scary looking fella. Of course, this next guy here is kind of scary looking too.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. What condition my condition was in?
And you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Ahoy! I want to share a tale with you now. It's sung from the perspective of a man who has both. Well, it's actually a pretty damn rare thing to have both a penis and a conscience. In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. Thought I'd get closer, I walked on over, sat down and asked her name. When the drinks finally hit, she said, I'm no cool, but I finally quit living on dreams. Hungry for laughter and hearing her, I'm after whatever the other life brings. And here I saw him, I closely watched him, I saw the look in his eye. He walked on up to the woman beside me, sat down and ordered some wine. But his big hands were calloused, he looked like a goddamn mountain. For a minute, I thought I was dead. But he started shaking, his big heart was breaking, and these are the words that he said. You picked a fine time, I jolly mailing signal. Four ugly children and a cop in the field. Well, I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time I'm the hurt and the worry. You picked a fine time, jolly mailing signal. Ordered more tequila. She said, let's go have a ball. The lights from our room to ready the hotel room. We walked without talking at all. But she was a beauty when she came on to me. Deep under thought that I'd lost my mind. But I couldn't hold her. The words that he told her came back to me time after time. You booger-eating dog fart of a woman. You picked a fucking fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Four ugly children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time I'm the hurt warrior. Picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
A really bitch of time to leave me, Lucille.
Four ugly children and a cross that won't heal.
I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time the hurt will heal.
Picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Yeah. Well, you sort of picked something of an inconvenient time to leave me, you bitch.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it'll sound like tonight at the MTS Center. Kenny Rogers in town. Yes, yes, very exciting. Yes, indeed. I wonder if Kenny Rogers can drink a beer upside down with his feet, like old Country Dick Montana there. That was the Beet Farmers, recorded live in Kansas City, April 8th, 1991. Yes, indeed. Good old Country Dick. Yeah, if, boy, you've never lived until you've been at a Beet Farmer show and Country Dick hops on your table and sings that song. Ask me about it sometime. I'll show you the scars. Before that, what? Oh, Mojo Nixon. Speaking of Country Dick, an old pal of his. Mojo Nixon in the second edition. Yes, indeed. Doing the old Kenny Rogers in the first edition hit. Just dropped in to see what my condition, or what condition my condition was in. Written, if you didn't know, by Mr. Mickey Newberry. It's true. Yeah. Yeah, and Roger Miller doing Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town there, top of the show. That was our Kenny Rogers set. You know, also in town tonight, Mr. Roger Hodgson from Supertramp. Yes, that's almost as exciting as Kenny Rogers. We're going to do all our favorite alt-country Supertramp covers now. There. There. Moving on. You know, last week in London, England, at the, what was that venue? Shepherd's Bush Empire. That's where everything happens. That's where I saw Elvis Costello about 15 years ago. That's where the Dixie Chicks got in trouble. And that's where Bruce Springsteen played with Lucinda Williams. Just last week. It's true. They're both touring over there. Bruce is touring, and he was doing a couple of shows in London. And there was a day off in between his two London shows. And Lucinda was playing, and he went and checked it out with some of his band. And what do you know? He got on stage with her and did a couple of songs. And I've heard it, actually. The bootleg is out there. And I thought about playing it, but it's the quality, it's decent. It's listenable, but I didn't think it was quite broadcast quality. So we're not going to actually play that. But we will play the two songs that Bruce played with Lucinda last week in London, England. And one of them, at least, is going to be from the brand new deluxe super duper extra spiffy edition of Car Wheels on a Gravel Road that just came out. It's a 2-CD set. It's got the original album all spiffified along with a couple of bonus tracks and outtakes and such. And then there's a second disc. It's a whole live show from the tour when she was touring that album, and featuring some great guitar players. Boy, she had Bruce Springsteen last week, but I don't know. It's, you know, pound for pound, you can't do much better than Kenny Vaughn on guitar, the great Kenny Vaughn, who was last seen in these parts with Marty Stewart. Also on guitar on this live show, this Lucinda Williams live show, Mr. Bo Ramsey. So you got Bo Ramsey and Kenny Vaughn, for Pete's sake. Wow. But we're going to start off with the first song that Bruce and Lucinda did together. He didn't actually sing. He just played guitar. So it'll be easy to pretend this is actually Lucinda and Bruce together, because you don't actually hear them. But this is an old blues number. This comes from her Passionate Kisses EP, going back all the way to 1989. It's a Lil Son Jackson number. Not to be confused, of course, with Big Son Jackson. No, sir. This song is, and I am, disgusted. Thank you.
Yeah. to the other side.
This is Lucinda Williams, and you're listening to Twain Trust on CKUW Winnipeg.
Memphis and look for my joy. Maybe it was Memphis, I'll find my joy. Maybe it was Memphis, I'll find my joy. I'm gonna go to Lakeville and look for my joy. Go to Slidell and look for my joy. Maybe it's Slidell, I'll find my joy. Maybe it's Slidell, I'll find my joy.
right to take my joy. I want it back. You got no right to take my joy. I want it back. You took my joy. I want it back. You took my joy. I want it back. I'm gonna go to West Memphis and look for my joy. Go to West Memphis and look for my joy. Maybe it was Memphis, I'll find my joy. Maybe it was Memphis, I'll find my joy. Slidell and look for my joy. Go to Slidell and look for my joy. Maybe it's Slidell, I'll find my joy. Maybe it's Slidell, I'll find my joy.
Do you love it? Would you ever leave it? Either way, we want to hear from you. Here's the deal. Tell us what matters to you, and you could win an iPod Nano or Made in Manitoba music prizes. Just go to spiritedenergy.ca and fill out a simple survey. We listen, you listen. How easy is that?
Open to all Manitobans, one entry per person. Details at spiritedenergy.ca.
Manitoba, spirited energy.
November is Yorkville month at Long & McQuaid. 0% financing on Yorkville manufactured or distributed products purchased all month long. Coming up this Saturday, November 18th, it's Yorkville Guitar Setup Day. Buy two sets of Gibson guitar strings and get a free basic guitar setup. Offer limited to one guitar per customer. Half-price Yorkville Rental Day is also coming up Saturday, November 25th. Maximum one-month rental, new rentals only. Yorkville month continues for all of November with 0% financing at Long & McQuaid, 651 Stafford Street, 284-8992, or Winnipeg at long-mcquaid.com.
Welcome back to the Twang Trust here, kids. Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. My headphones just blew up on me. Hey, here we are. Here we are. It's the Twang Trust. It is, let's see, what time is it? 6:40. 6:39, I guess, but we'll say 6:40. Just for roundness's sake. That was Lucinda Williams we just heard. We heard a whole whack of Lucinda Williams there. We heard Disgusted off her Passionate Kisses EP at the top of that set. And we wrapped it up with Joy, a live version of Joy, originally found on her album Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. You can find that live edition on the album called Car Wheels on a Gravel Road Deluxe Edition. Yes, indeed. As well as the song before that, which was Hot Blood, originally on her second album called Sweet Old World. Yes, indeed. But the book ends there, Disgusted and Joy. She performed those songs in London, England last week. Special guest guitarist Bruce Springsteen. It's true. It's true. Ah, yes. Well, hey, what's next? Hey, there's a show happening a week from tomorrow at the West End Cultural Center that's pretty groovy. Pretty groovy. Normally, I would be super pumped about it, and I'd be really looking forward to it. Unfortunately, I won't be here, and I won't be able to go. It's kind of depressing, to be honest. But you should go. You should go, and it's a good cause, too, because all the proceeds are going to Winnipeg Harvest. But besides being a good cause, actually, forget about the good cause. Who cares? You're going because it's going to be an amazingly cool show. It's the Grand Caribou Opry. Yes, it's happening next Thursday at the West End Cultural Center. Very exciting stuff. There's all sorts of people going to be performing. They're sort of taking, you know, the Grand Ole Opry, the old school Grand Ole Opry, as a blueprint for this show. And there's all sorts of folks taking part. It's very exciting. It's headed up by old canon rock, classic rock guy, hit maker extraordinaire from the late 80s, early 90s, Mr. Barney Bentall. Yeah, I know. Some of you are whining. Some of you are moaning and groaning. Barney's a good guy, honest. And he's got a brand new record out. And believe it or not, it's great. It's called Gift Horse. And, you know, there's nothing on this album that's going to rock it up the charts. You ain't going to be hearing this on, you know, your classic rock stations. He's not going to get a big hit single off this album on account of it's just too good. It really is. We're going to hear something from it. I'll prove it to you. I will. And the weird thing is he's got a kid now. Believe it or not, Barney Bentall has a kid who is of recording artist age. That's kind of scary. And his name is Dustin, and he's got a record out, and it's great. Holy moly. And both of them Bentall kids will be at the Grand Caribou Opry at the West End next Thursday, along with some of our best buds. Mr. Leroy Stagger will be there. Mr. Ridley Bent will be there. All sorts of folks. And here's the real exciting part, is that a week from tonight, the day before the actual show, a whole mess of them guys are going to be here, right here, actually right over there. There's a chair over there. They're going to be sitting in there. I don't know how all of them are going to fit in one chair, but they're going to try. All them guys are coming down to the studio here at CKW, and they're going to hang out, and hopefully they're going to bring some instruments with them. Sometimes musicians don't like to play live. You know, and they sort of, oh, yeah, we left the guitar in the car. Sorry. We could go down and really put ourselves out if you really want us to. But, you know, that sort of thing. But you never know. Maybe they'll bring instruments. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll just hang out. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, Leroy Stagger, Ridley Bent, and Dustin Bentall are all going to be here next week, along with this gal Kendall Carson, who I'm not all that familiar with, but I've seen pictures of her, and holy moly, she's a knockout, let me tell you. Although it's, well, the sad thing is she's actually closer in age to my two-year-old daughter than she is to me. So, yeah, it's kind of sad. It's, you know, I can't even look at young girls anymore. People think I'm some kind of pervert. You know, and these guitars screaming, some guy in a leather jacket screaming. Yeah, I digress. Anyways, next week at the Weston Cultural Center, the Grand Caribou Opry featuring Barney Bentall. He's got a record out. It's called Gift Horse, and here's a song from it. It's called, what's this thing called? It's called Dream of a Day. Check out how good this is.
I was high. Now I'm grounded. Then I felt real good, but now I feel wounded. Something in your eyes tells me the time has come. Here comes the end of the fun. I know when tonight I can see the sun. I know I'm gonna crash hard from this one. Once I did some time in Chateau Reef prison. There I had a best friend whose name was 11. They let him out in 43 and me in 7. God told me one time he'd let me into heaven. When I'm done, I know when tonight I can see the sun. Crash hard from this one. I can't run from all that has been said and done. I know I'm gonna crash hard from this one. I had a scratch, so I cut in deeper just to know what it felt like to be cutting deeper. Then I felt a scratch on my back. Tell me, could it be the Night's Reaper? I looked back in time to see him reaching for his gun, dressed in red and black. Told me all that I lack. It wasn't what I wanted to hear, but it felt good just to have her near. She said it's being alone that I fear. This I know. Please don't even tell anyone. I know when tonight I can see the sun. I'm gonna cry.
ourselves in October. We couldn't stand the pain. And Elliot put a knife right through his heart. Danced at the Chinese graveyard beneath the snowy moon. And the stars fell like bombs from the sky.
Folks, this is Ridley Benton. You're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust. CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Well, this pretty young thing, grease stains on her blue jeans, takes a seat at the bar next to me and is served a Long Island iced tea for free. Well, I noticed this because I'm a detective. And missing the little things in this profession only leaves me guessing. Well, I'm into my third Heineken and thinking, damn, this girl is fine looking. I ask her name and she smiles and says it's Mary Jane. Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Mary Jane. You want a foxy dame if you don't mind my saying. She says, who are you? Some kind of crazy fool. Johnny Cash, when I'm drinking I'm the Clash, when I'm thinking I'm Mad Max, when I'm driving I'm my diamond, when I'm rhyming I'm Humphrey Bogart, when I'm smoking I'm Bob Marley, when I'm talking, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming.
Driving on my diamond when I'm rhyming, I'm Humphrey I'm Bob Marley when I'm choking, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming.
I'm a guitar swinging demon.
Well, I know that they know that I know that they know I'm full of shit, and they all take out their Tommy guns and attempt to riddle me with bullets, but I'm too fast. I'm like Speedy Gonzalez, and my brawling technique is flawless. I disarm these lawless scum buckets and rough them up like a bunch of suckers. I bind them in duct tape. I call for backup to haul them away. I grab Mary Jane as a witness and the marriage of Juana for a rainy day. Yeah, I confiscate the kingpin's Harley, which once belonged to Elvis Presley. And in custom paint on the gas tank, it says rock hard, ride free. Chilling and in bed when I'm dreaming.
I'm a guitar slinging demon,
Blam! That's the name of that album. Suicide Winder is the name of that song. Ridley Bent is the name of the fella who sung it, and he will be at the West End Cultural Center a week from tomorrow night as part of the Grand Caribou Opry. Yes, indeed. And he'll be here even sooner than that. He'll be here a week from tonight here on the Twang Trust. Yes, Ridley Bent stopping by with his pals Leroy Stagger, who we heard before that, from his brand new record, Depression River. We heard Lay Down Your Guns. Then we heard Dustin Bentall. He's going to be here next week, too. Streets with No Lights is the name of his debut. And we heard just a fabulous song called Crash Hard. Holy moly. That song, that's a better song than anything his dad's ever done, I think. And that's only his first album. That's pretty awesome. And we heard his dad before that, Barney Bentall, from his brand new record, Gift Horse. Which, I don't know, we're going to ask Dustin next week if he influenced Dad at all. I think he might have, because this Gift Horse record is something else, let me tell you. It's super solid. It really is. It's super solid. We heard Dream of a Day from it. And also on that show next week, you know, if that's not enough, there's like a million people going to be there at the Grand Caribou Opry. In addition to Barney, Dustin, Leroy, and Ridley, there's Kendall Carson, who's also going to be here next week. She's a fabulous young fiddle player who's played with all sorts of folks. Leslie Alexander, John Ellis, and local contingent, and certainly not last but least and all like that, Ms. Romy Mays and Chris Carmichael are going to be there too. Yes, indeed. That's next week, next Thursday at the West End Cultural Center. You can get tickets at the West End. Music Trader, Into the Music, the Folkfest Music Store, and McNally Robinson. You can get them any of those places, and all proceeds are going to Winnipeg Harvest. So there, it's a good cause, as well as a star-studded lineup and a guaranteed good time. Mm-hmm. And we're going to hear something from Romy Mays. Why the heck not? She'll take us to the entertainment guy just a little bit late. That's okay. We don't mind. I hope you don't. From her fabulous record, Sweet Something Steady, a top 10 contender for best of the year for sure. Here's a song she co-wrote with the Kaiser Soze of Winnipeg, Mr. Tom Foti. Well, where is it? Here it is. Here it is.
So mean no more. When you're standing at the dance, no one taught you about romance. Taking second glances out the door. It's a long way home.
sour, a big cigar. He don't care which kind of harm you feed on. He's sitting with St. Augustine, bleeding heart of grenadine. He don't even know which side he's on. It's a long way home. You see the finish line. It's further all the time. It's a long way home. You're on your own. You're all alone.
CKAW's Famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKAW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKAW Friends card.
Hey, time now for CKAW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. So, what's happening? Oh, plenty. Plenty's happening. I just don't know what. Here's my list. Ah, yes. Over at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club this weekend. Thursday, that would be tomorrow. The Weber Brothers. Yeah, the Weber Brothers. They have a bit of notoriety for being Ronnie Hawkins' backup band as of late. Yes, they are the Hawks. They are the current Hawks, the Weber Brothers. But they're doing their own thing at Times Changed tomorrow. Friday night, Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. It's actually a double shot of them, Friday and Saturday, Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. That's the Times Changed edition of Cup Fest. Yes, Cup Fest. I don't know. Ever notice, you know how there's like 8,000 baseball songs and there's no football songs? Ever think about that? Hmm? Not a one. Name a football song. You can't. There are none. No one cares. No one cares. Thursday, November 16th, Twang Trust Faithful, the Dib Band, playing Academy Bar and Eatery at 8 p.m. Check them out. All your favorite roots rockin' hits. This Saturday, November 18th, Hillbilly Burlesque do their thing at the Osborne Village Freehouse. No cover at all. Go see them this Saturday, Hillbilly Burlesque. Say hi to John on bass for me. And, of course, Thursday, November 23rd, the Grand Caribou Opry featuring Barney Bentall, Dustin Bentall, Leroy Stagger, Ridley Bent, Kendall Carson, Leslie Alexander, John Ellis, Rami Mays, and Chris Carmichael. And a cast of thousands. Well, a few more. Anyways, tickets are $25 at West End Cultural Center, Music Trader, Into the Music, Folk Fest Music Store, and McNally Robinson. And all proceeds go to Winnipeg Harvest for that show. Yep. Wednesday, December 6th, the Be Good Tanyas will be at the Garrick Theater. And Saturday, December 9th, Ron Sexsmith with special guest Jill Barber at the Jim Kao Theater. Saturday, January 20th, that's next year, the Tragically Hip will be closing the show for the Sadies at the MTS Center. Mm-hmm. And this just popped up on Polestar, which is pretty exciting for me. Thursday, February 8th, Tim O'Brien at the West End Cultural Center. Yes, he's one of the A-list bluegrass dudes. We talked to him at the Folk Festival a few years back. He was great. Fabulous guy. Tim O'Brien. Go see him. Thursday, February 8th at the West End. And speaking of A-list, holy moly, March 19th. Have you got your tickets yet? You better. You better get them soon if you don't. John Hyatt, Joe Ely, Lyle Lovett, and Guy Clark all performing together on one stage at the Centennial Concert Hall. So there. Is there anything else I want to tell you about? Oh, yeah, we should tell you about the Barrymores, the great Barrymores, local fabulous things they are. They're playing they got a CD release bash going on at the Royal Albert on Friday, November 24th, and Saturday, November 25th. 25th? Yes, the 25th. Actually, the 25th, they're at the Label Gallery at 510 Portage with the Crackdown. At the Royal Albert on Friday, they're playing with the fabulous Kildonans and Universe. Very exciting stuff. $5 each night. The Barrymores. 2-day CD release bash coming up in a couple weeks. That's enough, huh? That's enough. That's plenty. That has been the CKW Entertainment Guide. If you'd like your event place in there, well, place it. I ain't gonna stop you. Go ahead. Do it. It's sitting right there. It's sitting right there. Oh, listen to that. What a wonderful noise. Beep. There. Gone. Speaking of gone, and